You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Speaker, and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
Phenomenal.
Good. How's the family?
Awesome.
How's travel?
Great.
How's your year going?
Good.
Good. All right.
I couldn't come up with another really good word.
That's all right. I was putting you on the spot there. So today on the podcast, we want to talk about something that I think all of our members try, strive, want to do, fill in the blank on that. But we're going to talk about growing your business, right?
Is that what we're talking about today?
Of course, you know, leave it to us. We have multiple things we're going to talk about in this. But yeah, ultimately, people join BNI to get referrals to grow their business. At the basic of BNI, I feel that describes the concept. But as we all know, as long-term members, even if you're a new member, you could probably realize this, there's a lot more that goes into that. And people get a lot more out of BNI than just referrals. But ultimately, the way to succeed on all levels of BNI is to have others helping you, or givers gain. You are able to help others, and you're able to help a lot of others. So Vince, let's talk about the different tiers, different levels. I don't like levels. The different tiers of growth that play into your business and your success.
When you think about the topic, which is growth, you know, you're right, Brandon. People come into BNI looking to grow their business. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's measured by what's on the bottom line.
Right.
Bottom line, did I make more money? But there's a lot that goes into it before that. Mm-hmm. And we've talked on other podcasts about leading indicators and lagging indicators. And at the end of the day, let's just call it, profit is a lag measure.
It is, because no matter when you're happy or sad with it, it's too late to make a huge impact on
Correct.
It.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And so when you think about your BNI membership specifically, and you think about how to impact that lag, it comes back to referrals first. Mm-hmm. And so the growth of referrals. And there's only two ways, really, to get more referrals.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay. The two ways to get more referrals is either
R. Two ways are.
Okay, the two ways are, shoot, I shouldn't have volunteered for this. I know one is you have more people, and then the other one is you charge more, right?
Right.
So you charge more for your product or service, or you have more people using your product or service.
So none of us want to have to pay more for something.
Right.
I mean, and I don't even know if that was proper English since I was picking on you.
I guess if we're just rolling out the English on this one.
You can charge more, or you can have more people. Now, you can also educate more people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about coming into a BNI chapter, you're coming in to have more people on your sales team. First and foremost, no matter what size your chapter is, you immediately have more people on your sales team. Brandon, you used to sell countertops.
Yep.
Did you know the day you walked in how to sell a countertop?
At the countertop place?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Nope.
So does anybody in your BNI chapter, it doesn't matter what profession you're in, know how to sell your product or service the day you walk into your chapter?
Even if that seat was represented before? No.
No, they don't know you. They don't know your business. They don't know your company. So what do you need to do? You need to grow them by doing one-to-ones. That's one of those things that helps you grow the existing people you have. Now, if that's not enough or not working for that lag indicator, profitability, what do we need to do? Well, we either need to pass more referrals, mm-hmm. which we know will lead to getting more referrals, or we need to have more individuals in there.
Right.
We might not have the right individuals in there. So growth is really two things. Growth is referrals. Growth is people. And people will lead to referrals. But all of those things take some time. And specifically, one-to-ones is what's needed. And so when you think about the lead indicator to your profitability, it's the people. Do I have the right people in there? And if I don't – How do I get more? How do I grow my business? Not my chapter, my business. And who do I need? You know, you asked me in a different podcast that we recorded about Global Convention and about one of my biggest – what my biggest takeaway was. Another takeaway was actually from the National Director of Poland, and this relates so well to this topic. The National Director of Poland was invited by a friend of his because he knew that he could benefit. They knew that each other could benefit. And when he first went in, he realized he didn't have the right people. So he built the team around him. And a lot of you are thinking, well, you know, I have one or two people. He built the team around him to 19 people.
Wow.
And he owned a PR firm, essentially. So I'm talking print, media, advertising, PR, whatever it was. He had 19, and I think I have a picture of it actually, 19 individuals in what we would call his contact sphere. That's how he built his business. Now he's the National Director of Poland, so he's helping others see that and do the same thing. You know, oftentimes we think, well, and I'm going to use myself as an example. I come from a multi-line insurance background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be all to everyone. I wanted to be the specialist. And if you make the comparison, a doctor comparison, who makes more, the specialist or the generalist? The specialist does. The surgeon does. Not the general practice doctor. They see a lot more people.
Right.
So now the same thing. If you want to be profitable, ultimately, that's how we started, and you want to grow that profit, sometimes you need to walk away from some of your business to get some more.
Mm-hmm.
And let others specialize in what they do well, and you specialize in what you do well. We all then work together, and that's what he did. And it's really that really relates to this conversation of growth, because he was able to grow his business by growing his chapter, but he had to realize that he needed those individuals around him. So I ask you, who do you need around you to help you grow your business, which is the reason you became part of BNI? And if they're not there now, either you need to look for them or you need to educate through one-to-ones the others in your chapter to look for them and ultimately surround yourself with those individuals.
So let's take it a step further even. So in the insurance world, you have people that are very successful. You have people that are successful enough to make the living they want. And then you have those that struggle and fail, right?
Correct.
And I guess that's common in most, but insurance...
I would say that's two categories. Fail, struggle,
okay.
Do okay, do really well.
Okay, so perfect. And I mean, that's most category or most businesses, but I think when you have as many people that are involved in insurance, you can kind of decipher it a little bit more. But think about those that succeed and they're there for long term. That really reflects on their success. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And then those that might struggle a little, and I'm just going to use raw language here, give up and don't go any further, they might have missed their opportunity, or what is that, like 3 feet to gold. They were right there, but they gave up right before.
You've heard me tell the story before about the florist that was in a chapter, spent a year in a chapter, had a high expectation and didn't reach it.
Mm-hmm.
Did well, but didn't reach it, but spent all this time educating the members about what made a professional florist different than walking into a convenience store and buying a flower or
right.
a flower arrangement. And this person decided to leave. And I remember asking, like, pretty much raw language, why are you leaving? What are you thinking? I'm sure I didn't say it that way. I might have.
Yep.
But it wasn't the right fit ultimately for him. But he had spent this time. And the person who he actually told about the opportunity, he actually filled his seat while leaving, which is great.
Right.
But the person that followed him in the first year of their membership was 5 times his expected return and 10 times his actual return because he had laid the groundwork for this person.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that and what you were saying, you never know what tomorrow brings.
Right.
And when you think about growth, this concept, it really comes to retention. When you have more people and you're getting more results, you stay with it. And when you stay with it, especially for our new members, into that second year, you stay longer because you've put the work in for that first year. And instead of walking away and saying, that didn't work, or I didn't get as much as I had hoped or planned or thought, the golden goose could be the 53rd meeting,
mm-hmm.
the 13th month, the next person that walks in the door. Ivan Meisner would tell you if he were on this podcast today, which he was on our 100th podcast.
Yeah, we've had him on.
That was a subtle plug for everybody to go back and listen to the 100th podcast.
Or also, Ivan, if you want to jump on anytime, because I'm sure he listens to these
we know
every
he listens
week.
To But he would tell you a two-year membership starting out is important because it can take some time. Right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
it does.
Right.
And so think about, number one, what are you doing to factor into your growth? And if you're not doing the one-to-ones, schedule one and then schedule another and make it a habit. And if you're not talking to others about it, talk to others about it and look at your business to see who could help you in your business. And then last but not least, in the words of Jim Valvano, don't give up, don't ever give up.
Who?
That's a different conversation, Brandon.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Well, Vince, I think I personally grew a little bit during this podcast today.
Nice play on words.
You like that,
I
right?
Like that.
My knowledge.
I should charge you a quarter for that.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.